Secretary Kerry and Jordanian Foreign Minister Nasser Judeh came to the Za'atari camp about 12 kilometers from the Syrian border, where more than 115,000 people are living in what's become a small city. Refugees were arriving at a rate of about 2,000 a day, but relief officials here say the number's fallen off in the last month, as most of the people who want to flee from the Dara area just across the border have already fled, and there are better efforts to care for internally displaced people inside Syria itself. Refugees and aid workers here say the mindset is changing as people realize that this is no longer a temporary situation. People are beginning to cement their compounds around fountains. More than a dozen babies are born here each day. There are now more than 3,000 shops in the camp, many tapping into electricity supplies, driving up the monthly power bill to $500,000. That change in mindset is based largely on advances by Assad forces in the war. At $1 million a day, the international community is spending big here, but refugees want more. They say it's up to donors to supply weapons to the Syrian opposition and help topple President Assad. Secretary Kerry has heard that message here and says many of the so-called friends of Syria are supplying more heavy weapons to the rebellion. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Za'atari refugee camp, Jordan.